This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A failed attempt at a private purchase of Telluride Ski Resort has prompted multiple resignations and investigations. The town of Mountain Village's mayor and Telluride's mayor pro tem have both resigned. That's amid scrutiny over their effort to purchase the ski resort. Critics say the two government officials' attempt was a conflict of interest. Both towns also announced third-party inquiries into what happened amid concerns about public involvement. The two former town officials say they were acting as private citizens. And in Colorado Springs, neighbors of the Ford Amphitheater are suing the venue. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the lawsuit alleges the amphitheater violates state noise laws.
Residents near the Ford Amphitheater have been complaining about its noise since the place opened in the summer of 2024. They've appealed to the venue's ownership, to city leaders. They even filed a different lawsuit before the amphitheater even opened, but it was dismissed. This new one was filed last week and alleges the amphitheater violates the state's Noise Abatement Act. That law requires certain levels of quiet, particularly in the evening and particularly for residential areas. The amphitheater's owners say they've spent millions of dollars to build additional walls to address these noise complaints. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Phil Weiser made a campaign stop in Colorado Springs today. The current attorney general and Democratic candidate for governor visited Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center to talk about challenges facing veterans. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, who's also running for governor, made a similar campaign stop last week. This is CPR News.